Republican strategists say they need to get at least 40% of the Latino vote in November to win the White House. Joining me now for a look at how they plan to appeal to Hispanic voters is Washington Post political reporter Aaron Blake. I'm very pleased to welcome him to our show today. Hi.
Thanks for having me today.
Because this is the tropical storm season, many people are questioning the decision to hold the RNC in Tampa. Is its large Hispanic population one of the reasons that the swing state of Florida appealed to organizers?
Yeah, I think that that's one of a lot of reasons here. Obviously, Florida is a very big swing state, the biggest swing state there is with 29 electoral votes. But also there is a sizable Hispanic population, a lot of Cuban Americans who are generally more friendly to the Republican Party than other Hispanics are. So Republicans need to make sure that they're doing well with Hispanics nationwide, but especially in Florida, and I think that's the big reason why they were here.
But the Cuban voters would not represent 40% of the Hispanic vote, and isn't there a lot more diversity within the Latino vote? Aren't Cuban immigrants looking for different things in a candidate than Mexican immigrants, for example, or immigrants from Central America?
Yeah, when you talk about the Cuban vote in Florida, it's very much about Cuban relations and things like that that other Hispanics may or may not care about. When you go out west, it's a lot more immigration, illegal immigration, and different issues. And Republicans tend to struggle more with Hispanics out west than they do with Hispanics in Florida. But the one thing that brings us all together is that Hispanics are a significant portion of the population in several swing states, including Nevada, Colorado, and Florida. And they're a very fast-growing part of the population in a lot of other swing states. So this is a group that even if Republicans don't make huge strides with this election, they're going to have to in future elections.
One statistic I read was that the growth in the number of Hispanic voters in Florida since 2008 exceeds the entire number of Jewish voters in the state.
That's pretty much everywhere. I mean, if you look at basically anywhere in the country, the fastest growing ethnic group as a percentage of their current population is the Hispanic vote. In Texas, for instance, that state experienced bigger growth than any other state in the country, and basically three-quarters of it was the Hispanic population growth. So this is something that we're seeing everywhere. I don't think we can underestimate just how fast the population is growing among Hispanic voters.
You mentioned immigration policy as a concern. During the primaries, Mitt Romney suggested that illegal immigrants self-deport. He also said that as president, he would veto the DREAM Act, which would provide a path to citizenship. Has he softened his stance on immigration since then?
Well, if nothing else, it's a matter of emphasis. He certainly hasn't talked about it very much. This is one area where Republicans and Democrats can really kind of come together and agree on the fact that neither one of them really wants to talk very much about it. It's such a fraught issue, and it's so difficult to get done. I think the Obama administration's decision to, effectively stop the deportation of the children of the illegal immigrants was a small move. But if anybody who's talking about doing larger immigration reform, it just opens up a whole bunch of it opens up a minefield, essentially, of potentially irritating the Republican Party base or turning off independents or turning off Hispanic voters. And it's just not a road that either party really wants to go down at this point.
So they're hoping that they'll forget anything that's been said in the past.
But I think that that's the way these things generally work between the primary season and the general election.
But one poll recently showed that fewer than 3 in 10 Hispanics prefer Mitt Romney over President Obama. That's a lot less than 40%. So they're going to have to do a lot of work to add on 12 or 15% more of the Hispanic vote.
40% is really a tall order for the Republican Party right now. They haven't hit that in any recent election, with the one exception being the 2004 presidential race, in which exit polls showed President Bush getting 44% of the Hispanic vote. Some have cast doubt on whether or not that number is actually accurate. Either way, that was the best recent example. Generally, Republicans are in the low 30s, if not lower. I think one thing that's really interesting right now is even as President Obama's approval rating has fallen significantly in the Hispanic community, he has not seen polls show him losing their votes. He still holds a very similar margin among Hispanic voters to the one that he took 4 years ago when he first won the presidency.
Polling data also suggests that the longer Latino voters have been in this country, the more conservative they are. That also would suggest that they're the ones who'd be much more likely to vote.
Yeah, and I think that there is a case to be made that the Hispanic community can be supportive of the Republican Party. They are generally more socially conservative than more Democratic constituencies are. Like you said, they do become more conservative the longer they're here, and the less of an issue illegal immigration looks like to them. But that's a long-term solution to a more near-term problem for the Republican Party, in that they need these people to vote Republican now. They need them to start supporting Republicans. And the fact that they're socially conservative and still not supporting the Republican Party, I think, is of concern to a lot of Republicans right now.
My guest is Washington Post political reporter Aaron Blake. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Mitt Romney has said that he wants to increase legal immigration, but has he said how he would plan to do that?
I think that the normal Republican Party line on this is that they want to increase visas for highly skilled immigrants. They want immigrants who are studying here to be able to stay here and take the things that they've learned and apply them to the American workforce rather than going back to their countries and essentially using an American education to improve somebody else's economy. I don't know that we've seen a lot of specifics from the Romney campaign as far as that proposal goes. Like I said, this isn't something that Republicans or Democrats are all that interested in talking a whole lot about, just because it's so difficult to talk about it in a way that's going to please everybody.
What has Paul Ryan's stance on immigration been?
You know, that's a good question. The Republican House has generally been pretty conservative on this. The way Congress works is that the House is generally more conservative on issues because their members come from more conservative districts. And Paul Ryan has obviously been one of the most conservative Republicans on a lot of issues, including abortion and things like that. So I would imagine that if you want to look at what his issue's been like on immigration, it would probably be along those lines, but I don't have any specific bill that he's voted for you.
The party platform, which has yet to be adopted, is said to contain language that proposes to change the census so that illegal immigrants would not be counted. Is that related to the party's push on voter ID, do you think?
You know, I really don't know. I'm not too familiar with that particular part of the platform. I do know that the party's platform is kind of in flux right now. There's a rules fight going on between Ron Paul supporters and Romney supporters, for instance, on the nominating process next time. Basically, the Republican Party tried to make it so it's harder for a candidate like Paul to rack up delegates during the nomination process if they don't perform well in the statewide vote totals. So there's a lot to be ironed out today, and a lot of that is going to be decided on the floor once the convention convenes at 3 o'clock today.
Don't the voter ID laws pose a problem for many Hispanic voters?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's certainly the contention that Democrats are making, that this is an effort to basically keep people who generally favor the Democratic Party from the polls, including African-American voters, including Hispanic voters, including, immigrants, including elderly people. And there was a man in the Pennsylvania state legislature recently who alluded to the fact that this is something that's going to probably help Republicans, the fact that the state now has a voter ID law on the books. I don't think anybody's disputing the fact that this could help Republicans and probably will help Republicans in the state where it's been enacted. The question is whether it was intended to do that or not, or whether it was intended to do the right thing or not. Polls show that voter voter ID laws are broadly popular with the American public. And so that's what Republicans say when people are accusing them of basically trying to disenfranchise voters who might have trouble getting to the polls if they don't have their voter IDs.
When we talk about the Hispanic vote, we're talking about people who have a wide range of color. The sense is that at least Republicans are being accused of sending out coded racial messages. Do you think Hispanics respond to any of that, or do they see themselves as separate from African Americans?
Well, it's hard to say. One thing about the Hispanic population is that it's been increasing so quickly over the last couple decades here that I don't know that there's a good sense for exactly what different groups of Hispanic voters are looking for and what their political leanings are. I think if you look at voters from Central America, they're going to be different from Cuban American voters. They're going to be different from South American or Mexican voters. And so I think that both parties right now are trying to figure out, precisely what each community is looking for and how they can appeal to that. But I don't know that that there's necessarily any consternation about the whatever code words Democrats and Republicans are using in this election. And I think that most of those code words that they're alleging are generally thought to be targeted at the black community rather than the Hispanic community.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio will be introducing Mitt Romney on Thursday night. The Democrats have San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro giving their keynote address next week at the Democratic National Convention. So both sides are obviously engaged in a battle for those votes.
Yeah, the speaker lineup is a great indication of that. At the Republican convention here, Republicans are highlighting a number of Hispanic governors, African-American congressmen who were recently elected in 2010. This is actually a party that may be struggling with the minority vote, but is electing more minorities to its ranks. And they've really sought to play up those members and try to create a new face for the party. The question is whether that opens the door in the minds of minority voters who see those faces and say, hey, the Republican Party is one that welcomes people who are like me, and I'm going to think about voting for them. I think that's a different hurdle to get over than merely having a few elected officials who happen to be African-American or happen to be Hispanic.
Well, although they have invited the First Lady of Puerto Rico to address the convention in Tampa, I don't know how well that plays with Puerto Ricans in New York City or in Florida, but it must carry some weight. The real question I'm wondering about is immigration the only issue that will sway the Latino vote? It's the one that always comes up in discussion, but what about the economy? There's high unemployment within the Latino community as well.
Exactly, and that's precisely the argument that Republicans are making right now. They're saying that Latinos are like basically everybody else and that the economy is far and away their first concern. If you look at polling of the Latino community and they're asked what the most important issue is to them, it's not immigration, it is the economy. These are folks who rely on the economy in the same way we do. They're not just concerned about what the immigration code is and whether they're going to be deported or whatnot. There's a lot of other things on their mind, and Republicans are trying hard to make that the focus of their Latino outreach. It's a question of whether or not it's going to work, and at least right now, the polling suggests that they're in very much the same spot that they were 4 years ago,
when John McCain only got one-third of the Latino vote. So is this a waste of energy to some degree? Are there more independent swing votes that the Romney campaign would be likely to appeal to?
Yeah, I think the question is, especially with the Hispanic community, is a question of turnout. It's a much lower turnout demographic than white voters or even than African-American voters. I think the closest analog you could look at would be the youth vote. Young people will occasionally turn out and vote in high numbers. Hispanics will do the same. But generally, if there's not a reason that they're motivated to turn out to vote, they won't. So President Obama looks like he's going to win 60, 65, maybe even two-thirds of the Hispanic vote at this point. The question is how many actually turn out and whether or not that nets him a lot of votes overall, and whether or not the turnout in the Hispanic busy is high. And so that's what they're trying to work on right now with their Hispanic outreach, which has included a lot of Spanish language advertising, for instance.
I've been talking with Washington Post political reporter Aaron Blake in Tampa. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. We'll be right back.